Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan, live on NBC Sports Washington. As always, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish Cakes, EB, and JP. That's the foursome. Going to be joined by Coach Scott Brooks shortly from the Washington Wizards. Suffered a 125-117 loss to the Warriors last night, which was unfortunate. And Coach joins us right now. Coach Brooks, what's going on?
What's happening? Not a lot of sleep last night.
I'm guessing not.
Frustrating.
Some of the guys were killing me because yesterday during the show, looking at your upcoming schedule, which included the Golden State game, and on the horizon you have teams like Cleveland and Chicago. It's a soft
only
stretch.
Only one winning team, right?
Games.
In the next five or six games?
Yes.
Yep.
You know, Dallas is good, but they don't have Luka. Now they had, you know, 38 points from Porzingis last night. So they're still a really good team. I think Memphis is right around 500. But I was looking at that, and I was like, you know what? If they win five out of seven, that playoff spot, which Orlando had, I mean, you might find yourself right back in it. And then you lose the game against the worst team, you know, in terms of wins and losses.
They're not the worst team. They got Steph Curry and Klay Thompson.
And D'Angelo. Don't forget the...
I mean, they went nuts
last night. Let me ask you this. Whatever happens... And I know
so it's your fault.
Yeah, I know you don't really have the answer to this, but as a fan, just watching on TV, there are some games where it looks like you guys are high energy, intense. I went to one of those games. I went to the Nuggets game. And you guys had a lot of guys injured. A lot, you know, you didn't have Bertans, you didn't have Wagner, and you pulled off a win there. And then some games, it seems like yesterday, you come out kind of flat and low energy.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. We came out flat, low energy, and we had two new, or not new guys, two of our injured guys coming back. I thought we were ready. I thought we had a good little stretch at home. And then we just came out flat. Disappointed in our mindset. Our mindset wasn't where it was and where it needs to be. And it wasn't that we were overlooking Golden State with their record. I mean, our record's not great either. So we just didn't bring it. And it's disappointing that we didn't bring it. Losing a game in this league, it's hard to win a game. You're not going to win every game. But I'm really disappointed in our mindset. We didn't come out ready to play like we have been doing that. But you know what? Going into yesterday's game, we were 7-7 in the last 14. I thought that was pretty good with considering all the things that took place this last month with all of our injuries. But we got to regroup. We got a day off today, and then we got two good practices coming up and play against Dallas.
Explain sort of your rationale with when you're putting together your starters, because you're not necessarily starting your best five. You got guys, you know, like Bertans coming off the bench. You got that for a reason, I'm sure, but explain to us.
Well, one is there's many restrictions with a lot of our guys right now with their past injuries, just trying to keep them fresh as well. So that's always a factor in. And then you try to keep your bench and your starters have a good rotation, a good flow, the best two-way possible group that we can have. Bertans is terrific off our bench. We need that spark off our bench. Mm-hmm. We don't have Jordan McRae right now with his injury, so we need a guy that can, you know, stretch the defense, and he can play with either one. You know, yesterday I thought, you know, we needed a defensive guy in Gary Payton, so he's got the starting nod over Bonga, but it's going to be fluid. There's nobody like in our lineup other than Brad that is going to be in there every night, so we have to make sure that we, you know, we have the best combination of both groups on the floor.
Late in the game, you guys appeared to run a inbounds play to Bertans. Bertans hit the three-pointer. Was that designed because Beal was getting doubled at that point?
Well, that's the crazy thing. I mean,
because it was pass to Bertans, and he faked it to Beal, and the defenders both went with Beal, and then he knocks it down.
Yeah, I mean, Bradley is demanding the double team. I've coached a lot of great players. I've never seen a guy being double teamed every night like Brad has. I mean, all my days in Oklahoma City, we never had that. Obviously, they had certain games, but every night Brad gets double teamed, and he still produces points for him. He gives easy buckets for his teammates, because when you have two on the ball, if we can get out of that double team, it's basically a 4-on-3, a little mini fast break in the half court. So it's Brad demands a lot of attention. And when Bertans out there, he's a big time gravity pull. You're going to always be next to Bertans.
Right.
But when Brad is being double teamed, Brad's been able to find guys for open looks this year better than ever.
You know, I thought it was interesting last night when I was watching that at one point, and it only lasted a possession or two, but the announcers, Kutcher and those guys, said, this is the first time these five have played together. And it was Mo, Bertans, Bryant, Beal, and IT. I don't know if he was right, but I assume he's right. The first time that five had played together.
Yeah, it's been an up and down season this year with our injuries. So everybody, we're a lot of times we're adjusting on the fly because there's not a lot of practice times. And when we do have practice, guys are being, we're being very cautious for the right reasons and not overdo it just because of their past injury, or we just cannot afford another injury. So, yeah, we're gonna be, we're getting guys back. So that's good. Mo is back. Rui's back. Their minutes are limited. But, I think, going forward, we have a couple of good practice days. We're going to continue to, improve as the season goes on. I feel confident in that. I like the group that we have now, last night, I hope that's just a one game thing, that we can come out and bounce back and play better Friday.
Talking to Coach Scott Brooks, Wizards head coach. So here are the last seven games for Brad. And I'm just going to talk about scoring, because he nearly had a triple double the other night, but 38, 36, 40, 47, 34, 34, 43. Just talk about that stretch and what it's like to coach him right now.
And then not make the All-Star team.
Yeah, I mean, it's disappointing. It's a tough group to make. There's only 12 out of the, 225 players in each conference. But you don't put those numbers just being an average player. That guy, he's an All-Star. The players voted him second. The coaches double team him every night. It's unfortunate, but that's the way it is. He's handled like a champ. He's disappointed. He sacrifices a lot every night, and he's obviously committed to being with us for the long term. So, but he's great. He's been a great leader for our group. He comes out and gives everything he has. He knows that there's nights that, we're basically we're a big time underdog with all the injuries we had, but he's always stepped up, and right now he's on fire. Teams are throwing everything at him, putting big defenders, putting small defenders, putting two defenders, and he's finding a way to get open opportunities for himself and his team.
Coach, I only watched the first quarter last night, and I believe the Warriors hit five threes in the first quarter, maybe six, but I think it was five, and Burks had like four of them. Do you attribute, now he was going nuts. Do you attribute that to just Burks being hot, or were you guys doing a poor job defensively on him, closing out, that type of thing?
No, we did a poor job. We did a poor job in that first half. We gave their players a lot of confidence, and once you give a player an easy bucket or two, all of a sudden the basket becomes big and it's hard to turn off the water. And I thought that's what happened. They scored 72 points. I think they had 11 threes in the first half, and some guys that haven't shot the ball well this year, but they made shots early, and all of a sudden they were very comfortable taking those shots. And when that happens, we did a much better job in the second half, but that first half set the table, and we didn't respond the way we needed to respond to come out of the gate.
Do you know, like, within 5 minutes how this game is going to go, or can you turn it around?
You don't like it. The start, we gave up 42 points.
Right.
We've been able to turn it around, and we did. We cut it to five. We tied it up going with 2 minutes to go in the second quarter, and then they went on an 11-2 run. We didn't close out the half very well, but I'm just hoping that, we come out, and we will. We've always bounced back, even with all of the things that's happened this year, we've always bounced back and played better the next game. I feel confident we will do that come Friday night.
Right.
Scotty, I mean, kind of getting back on JP's first question about the energy.
Can we just talk about the Super Bowl?
I know. You can tell he's getting a little frustrated.
Well, let's talk about Mahomes.
Yeah, he's getting frustrated. We will.
We can talk about that in a second. I just wanted to say that I can't figure out the league because, you know, we mentioned the wins against the Celtics, the Nuggets, and who am I missing? They also beat a really good...
The Sixers.
The Heat. That's right. You can beat those teams, but then lose to the Warriors, give up 150 to the Hawks. I mean, I don't understand the league, really. Can you explain it to me?
You know what?
Just explain it to me.
I've been in the league for over 30 years, and I feel the same way. That's why you gotta be ready. It's hard to win a game, and if you're not locked in, any team can beat you. And, you know, last night, it's not like we were – our record's a little better, but it's not like it's that much better. But we have to – yeah, the league is – you have to be able to be locked in and focus every night. There's a lot of good players in this league. And right now, the scoring is at its all-time high. And if you're not locked in, that three-point ball is hard to stop once it gets going.
Mm-hmm. Talking to Coach Scott Brooks, head coach of the Wizards, did want to ask you a couple of league things. Let's first start with Kobe. Like, did you have a favorite Kobe memory? I mean, you had to have coached against him countless times.
Yeah, you know, in the off season, live in Southern California, so he didn't live too far from me. So I bumped into him quite a few times. He was just, you know, the crazy thing is, I mean, he had this toughness and this edge about him and this competitive spirit about him, like it's unmatched. That, you know, only a few people in the league I've been around that's wired that way. Mm-hmm. But throughout the community, I've many, many stories about how he would donate his time. He would work on with this young group of basketball players, go to the local universities and help them out. So he was always hearing stories like that. But, you know, he never let those things get out. But those are always the cool stories that I remember. And I coached him in a couple of All-Star games. The one he was hurt, but the one he did play, that was a great game. We ended up winning the game. And the last, you know, seconds of the game, he didn't want to switch on the screens. He wanted to guard LeBron himself because he knew that he would be able to stop him. And he did. He called it out. But that was a great moment. It was just, you know, it's definitely a tragedy for him and his family and all the people that lost in that helicopter crash. But you know what? He's inspired so many people, and we're all inspired by his story, by his journey. And, you know, our the players I've been around, you know, all of them through a lot of years. And he's one of the few guys that he put fear into every player. It was like, it's almost like when I played, it was Jordan, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Our two guards would have a injury like three or four days or four games before we played Chicago, just so it didn't look so obvious.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean,
Kobe had the same fear. You know, all of a sudden, your starting two guard would come up with a back injury two or three games before, so you don't call it the Kobe-itis, but he had that fear into every coach, every player in this league.
Yeah, we just talked about how it affected us, and we obviously had no connection with him at all besides watching him play. And so I can't imagine how affected you were emotionally since you knew him.
Yeah, even seeing the three little girls
that's awful.
Helicopter also, that's heartbreaking. They were little hoopsers, and I have one of my good friends that was coaching that team. Coaching those girls, and he said, man, these girls were just ballers, man. They loved the game. They couldn't get enough of it, and it's so cool to see, you know, all the young athletes so passionate about the game. And it's definitely sad, and it's taken, you know, everything for an entire league or the world to, you know, overcome. You got to move on with his legacy and living with us forever.
Coach Brooks, always enjoy getting your opinions of some league things. So I wanted to start with the Raptors. I got to be honest, I did not see the Raptors being as good as they are this year. They've been rolling right now. I think they've won 11 games in a row.
Yep.
Losing Kawhi Leonard, I just assumed they were going to be at best a middle of the pack playoff team in the Eastern Conference. I was guessing probably, you know, a 7 or 8 seed type of team. And they're the 2 seed right now. What makes them special?
You know, they got the championship DNA. And if you really looked at it last year, I think Kawhi missed like 20-something games. I think they're like 19-5 without Kawhi. So you knew they have the ability to play well without, you know, without them last year, and now they don't have them. But they have length, they have toughness, they have championship pedigree, and they also have Kyle Lowry as this man on the court that he makes the teammates play with a lot of passion and toughness, and he keeps them in every game. That's one of my favorite players to watch. I love the way he approaches every game.
And Siakam's becoming a star,
too. Siakam's an all-star.
And that guy's a unicorn. It's a guy you pick up. He was either a late first-rounder or early second-rounder that's turning into a superstar.
Yeah, no, he's almost impossible to guard. He has the outside shot now that not a lot of guys have at his size. He has the ball-handling ability that can get to the basket, and he's tough. He's defensively, he can guard 1 through 5.
And what are your early impressions of Zion? He's played 7 games, going up against Giannis tonight.
Wow.
Yeah, he's impressive. I mean, to miss all these games and then shoot, 100% from the field and getting rebounds, and it seems like he's in every play. And you know, he has the physical strength and the quickness and the agility and the jumping ability to create a lot of opportunity. That's going to be an exciting team going down the stretch of this season.
Mm-hmm. He's averaging, I believe, 7 dunks or layups per game right now. So you're going to have a pretty good field goal percentage if you're averaging 7 dunks and or layups.
That's impressive, because it's not easy to get these dunks and layups. I mean, defense are obviously gearing towards those things with him, but he's a specimen. That guy can play.
Do you think he'll need to lose weight?
No, I mean, his body type is different. He's been able to produce. He's obviously strong as an ox, and he can jump, and I think he just needs to keep playing and keep getting better. And I think with their young team, they're going to be a tough team in the future.
All right, Coach. Well, look, take advantage of the soft schedule. So these guys,
he's trying. Of course, he's trying. Come on.
I'm blaming on you. Thanks for talking about the Super Bowl. I appreciate it, guys.
Thank you, Coach. Appreciate it. All right, buddy.
See you guys.
Talk to you soon.
All right. Yeah.
All right. Bye.
Always a good sport.
Mm-hmm. He is a good dude, Coach, man. Brooks, how can you not like that guy?
I love him.
Yeah, I do too.
I'd be a good sport if I was making $7 million.
Yeah,
certainly would.
Yeah,
I mean, that wouldn't bother me.
No,
I'd right. have a smile on my
fat
face.
Fat pad in Southern day. California, right on the ocean. You
no,
love
but
it.
Still, look, he's a competitor, and it's got to frustrate you.
Of course,
like he said, he felt like we're getting Rui back, getting like kind of all the horses back, and you feel good about the team, and then they come out flat. Like he said, straight up.
Yeah, but still, even
came out flat.
They did come out flat, but I'm telling you, I was watching the game. They tied it back up at like 63-63.
Right, quarter, and they were within 5 with like 3 minutes to go.
Yeah, I mean, you know, game's right there.
Yeah.
Three minutes to go. They just couldn't get a key stop at the end. And just Beal had a couple turnovers at the
end. That's all too familiar.
Kind of force it. Yeah. I feel like Brad's forcing a little bit, but there's nobody else.
There's nobody else going to score.
Right. I know.
You want IT shooting?
Yeah, I don't mind if an open kick. Well, yeah.
He doesn't play the clutch minutes. They don't play IT. Ish is the
He's
closer.
A one-year experiment.
Ish is the closer.
Yeah.
It's a shame, but IT just looks like a chubby little old version of himself.
He's tiny.
He just doesn't look like the
I mean,
same
he can't
guy.
Guard anybody.
He always look. Has been tiny. He just used to be a nasty offensive player.
He used to be a lot quicker.
And he's not so much anymore.
He doesn't have that quickness.
But, I mean, Alec Burks was Reggie Miller last night.
Yeah. He's done that to the Wizards before when he was on Utah. I think I saw him in the game where he just lit him
up. He had 30?
He's just draining.
I'm telling you. If you look up splits, look up Alex.
That might be his career high.
Against the Wizards. I feel like he's owned them.
It might be his career high.
All right. Got to take a break. Phone number is 800-636-1067. Thanks again to Coach Scott Brooks from the Wizards.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Just the end of the break on this discussion about stocks and coronavirus. It's ridiculous. Like, I know it's been probably in the news the last couple of weeks, but it's ridiculous how you're seeing some of these, like, hazmat people spraying down people with hoses.
Yeah. And it's kind of scary.
Yep. It does. It kind of freaks you out. It's
There's almost 20,000 cases.
The thing is that I think the last I saw, the death rate was like 2%. So, I mean, that's awful, but it's not.
No one's died in this country, right?
I don't think so yet, but most of the people that have died have had compromised immune systems, too. So there is an element, in my opinion, of like hype and just like, you know what I mean?
It's like a mania.
Yeah. And it gets kind of snowballs out of control and everybody freaks out. But I told you this last week, I've been freaked out by germs. Yeah. I went on the plane. I was coming in here every day. I just ran out of, I'm going to have to get some more. I ran out of those Clorox wipes.
Yeah.
But I got on the plane. I wiped down the tray. I wiped down the where you put your elbows, your armrest. Mm-hmm.
Did you wear a mask on the plane?
No. But definitely when I come in here, I wipe down the door handle. Mm-hmm. I wipe down the computer here.
Sure.
The mount, because germs are freaking me out.
Right.
Freaking you out?
I mean, I'm a little bit on that spectrum, but not terrible.
Right now, it's bad.
I mean, I'm not walking around with Clorox wipes.
Yeah.
But I think about it somewhat.
Every time.
I forget about it.
Every time I go to the grocery, after I punch the buttons in and everything, I hit that hand sanitizer that they have. I will seek it out.
I'm not on that level yet.
If I touch the pen to sign a receipt, I'm looking for hand sanitizer. Mm. Because it's just gross.
20,645 cases, 430 people have died.
Yeah, so I don't know. Maybe it's up from 2%.
425 have been in China.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's one in Philippines and one in Hong Kong.
Do you know
none here.
Yeah. You know they built a hospital in China in 10 days?
Yes.
Well,
is it a 10?
It's got to be. Push it over with your hands.
I mean, it's not like an American silly hospital.
Yeah, it just has probably, a place with beds.
It's probably... The skeleton of it is probably with, like, tongue depressors.
Yeah.
It's probably so
they have Wi-Fi.
Flimsy.
Put it this way. They have heat. They have Wi-Fi. And, you know, the basics.
But they do have...
But patients.
They do have a big labor market over there. So they can just throw them out there and say, build a hospital.
I saw what they were doing early on is patients in one of the hospitals, whatever, they were so scared of being around them, they had robots serving them food.
Oh,
did
really?
You see that? And they wouldn't even humans on their floor.
That's when you know you're in bad shape. Yeah. You're getting your three hots served to you by a robot.
All right, let's get into the world of Hollywood and entertainment. There's still Super Bowl news. The ratings were awesome. 102 million viewers. That's up from last year for the matchup between the Kansas City Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers on Fox. They were super happy about that.
It was a better game.
Good for ratings.
It drew an average of 99 million viewers and a 41.7 household rating. In fact, I saw at one point their average was 102, but at halftime, 104. They added an extra 2 million at halftime.
They wanted to see that butt shake.
People got sized. Now, speaking of, some people are upset. First of all, they're saying that J-Lo, it took her 10 hours to get into her makeup and outfit for that show. 10 hours, Cakes.
I don't even know how that's possible.
I don't either. But they're saying people are upset because...
Too sexualized.
Too sexy at halftime. It's a kid's show. They're on the stripper poles.
Oh, zip it about it being
they
a kid's show.
They did a one-second butt shake.
You know how many adults are watching the show? More adults watching than kids.
Yeah,
that's an adult show.
It's true. There are kids watching. Now, I didn't think it was a big deal. I think that as a culture, we're getting super soft. But there are parents out there that were upset.
Well, they're losers. Come on. Let your kids watch it. Women dancing around on a stage. Big deal. Adam Levine was shirtless last year. Nobody made any sort of stink about it.
Just watch what your kids are watching on TikTok.
I can only imagine.
Yeah.
Couldn't tell you.
Yeah. You can apparently buy.
How did the mask singer do after the Super Bowl? Any idea?
I don't know.
You mentioned robots. I watched.
There was a story about the mask
like
singer.
I saw 5 minutes of it. Lil Wayne was the one who was booted off.
Oh, Lil Wayne was one of the guys?
He was booted off because he's a terrible singer?
He was. I don't know. He was the robot. I believe he was the robot.
I couldn't tell you.
Now, they say I guess the story I'm seeing this morning about the Masked Singer is fans think they've nailed the Pink Monster. The Pink Monster, apparently, Cakes is a character on the Masked Singer.
A1 hasn't done that in a long time. He's trying to.
Nail the Pink Monster?
He's trying desperately but he hasn't.
They do like a clue package where they show a video, and for Lil Wayne, I didn't see. I saw the very end. I actually was curious. I was flipping around the channels, and I watched the reveal. It was Lil Wayne, and apparently they showed a periodic table. And it's because he has so many platinum albums.
Oh, is that why?
So, I mean, you kind of got to...
Slightly gave me a chuckle, not going to lie.
So who's the Pink Monster?
Well, some people think it's Lady Gaga. Okay, I think she's way too big a star to be on that show. Tina Turner, potentially. Some are saying Missy Elliott. But apparently an overwhelming number of viewers think Miss Monster is Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan?
Yes. So I guess you gotta stay tuned.
I mean, she was popular when I was in middle school.
Correct.
Like 1980. What year is that?
83?
Yeah.
Ish. 84.
Right.
It is an intriguing show. I've never really watched it.
I have watched it one night. Yeah. And all of a sudden I was locked in. I just stumbled onto it. I gave it a shot.
It's a game show that you try and guess who it is.
I was just intrigued by the whole dumb thing. I just thought the whole thing was dumb, but they were holding me over like commercial break to commercial break to find out who it was. I think they were doing a reveal.
Do we know who were the ultimate masked singers? Do we know from the first two seasons?
Like who won? I've already forgotten.
I imagine you're the last person you identify or the least popular.
I just know that Daughtry was like a runner-up again. Like, Daughtry can't win the competition. Yeah, and Daughtry was, like, really, really good. He was killing it. But I think he lost to, like, Seal. Did Seal win one time?
Seal, wasn't it?
T-Pain was the season one winner.
Okay, I remember Terry Bradshaw, I think, was...
Terry Bradshaw. Antonio Brown did it once.
So but T-Pain and
who was season two winner? I remember Daughtry finished, like, in the top four.
Donny Osmond was the season one runner-up.
Donnie Osmond.
Runner up in
Wayne
season
Brady,
one.
Season
Wayne
two.
Brady, that's okay. Right. We talked about that.
All right.
We talked about it at the time.
I'm sure I can ID Wayne Brady singing.
Right.
I wouldn't have any clue.
I can barely ID Wayne Brady.
I'm telling you, because I like watching all the post-game interviews. So I was watching all the post-game interviews on NFL Network and ESPN and watching Mahomes and Andy Reid do the rounds. And then I stumbled onto the last 5 minutes, and it pulled me in because I just wanted to see the reveal. I didn't watch any of the performances.
Yeah, just,
I was like,
again,
who are they going to unmask?
Yeah.
And it got me.
Yeah. Well, apparently they show, God, I can't remember who it was, but they had to issue an apology. Now I remember. Because one of the judges, and I can't remember who the judge is, the Ken Jeong guy, it's the blonde.
Jenny McCarthy.
And who's the other?
It was the
guy with the song.
Thicke.
Yeah, Robin Thicke.
Robin Thicke, yeah.
With Blurred Lines.
And Jamie Foxx was there this time.
Well, one of the judges guessed a dead person.
That's a good bit.
Natalie Cole, who, God rest her soul, she died like 5 years ago or something. And so they had to issue an apology after the show aired.
For this one, they were guessed. I saw two people guess.
Dummy.
Two people guessed based
on
the clues.
Edit that out?
I don't know.
They guessed Johnny Knoxville and they guessed Steve-O.
Yeah.
If I were Ken Jeong and Jenny McCarthy, by the way.
But that's their caliber,
meanwhile,
I would think.
Meanwhile, Lil Wayne.
If I'm the judges on that show, I'm not going to pull the voice power trip and think, well, after a season or two, I'm just going to leave. I'm going to stay with that dumb gig as long as they're going to keep paying me.
It's a smash.
Of course.
It's the
why would you
dumbest
ever leave a show
ever,
like
but
that?
It's a smash.
That's why I don't understand why people keep leaving the voice chairs. And Adam Levine and Blake Shelton keep showing up.
Adam Levine finally quit, though.
Oh, he did.
Oh, yeah. He made so much money.
Right.
And it was a huge pain in his ass. But he did the first 15 seasons.
You still stack those chips. But keep stacking them.
I think he got tired of stacking it.
Maybe he did.
He made so much. Those guys are making like $10 million plus a season.
I mean, that's great money.
Yeah.
And that's a side hustle for him.
Talking about the Dunkelman.
Dunkelman, he just...
American Idol.
That guy was driving Uber last year, and he was getting so bitter. People were goofing on him.
So Dunkelman started it with Ryan Seacrest, season one of the American Idol.
Yes.
Now, he probably got fired, or did he choose to stop?
Oh, no, he didn't choose. They just went. Seacrest was better. It was more, charismatic.
Didn't need two hosts.
They didn't need two hosts. He was kind of a dud. And
now
he's
stuck in gridlock on the 5 freeway.
Literally driving Uber.
Oh.
I think brutal. Somebody maybe got him for like, I'm a celebrity mole, get me out of here, so whatever that show is. Is that Celebrity Mole or
something
whatever?
Something like that, whatever yeah. The dumb,
and then I think he might go back to stand-up because he was just getting ridiculed for driving Uber. He was getting all defensive, like, it's an honest living. You know, and you're right, it is, but, you know, it still is kind of embarrassing.
It's a fall from grace.
You're part of American Idol.
Yeah. A couple terrible stories. So Rush Limbaugh announced that he has advanced lung cancer. I assume that means stage 4. That's just an awful disease. I don't see how that's going to work out well. And then just breaking today, Shannon Doherty, she's announced that her cancer came back like a year ago. She's got stage 4.
Oh,
what kind is that?
I think hers is breast originally. And so, you know, she's crying in the interviews and everything. It's just awful. So some awful, awful stories out there, but we should at least touch on it. And last but not least, did we ever have Jessie Jane in studio? Is she one of the porn stars that we had
in
studio?
I think we did.
I think so.
Did we ever have Jessie Jane in studio?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Dreb told me that he wanted her panties.
You wanted her panties?
I wasn't here that day, but Aldiz requested that she leave her panties for me.
Now, when Jessie Jane came in, she's not the one that came in with her boyfriend. That's not the one whose boyfriend played college basketball, the big dude, right? Do you remember?
Maybe. An Arizona State or something like that?
Yeah. Is that the one?
I think it might have been.
But I think she's got a new boyfriend now, and apparently she just got arrested because she beat him up, apparently, punched him in the face after he found out she dumped his steroids down the toilet.
Nice.
Kind of like Ray Liotta in Goodfellas when his wife pours all the coke down the toilet.
Karen, that's
so,
all we had.
He's so salty.
That's what I do to Drab when he dumps my steroids
down the
toilet.
They never would have found it.
Right.
He's so upset.
Oh, he was so pissed.
Yeah. Hey, want to let people know you can donate your car today to the Purple Heart Foundation. Donating, it's easy, hassle-free, and your donation is tax-deductible. Last year, the Purple Heart Foundation provided assistance to over 18,000 of America's bravest veterans, helping them with VA benefits, coping with post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and providing suicide prevention assistance. You can be the difference. Donate your car today. Visit DonatePurpleHeart.org. That's DonatePurpleHeart.org.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. EB, didn't throw in the Pornhub story in your EP.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to do that. I got to save it for tomorrow. All right. I want to save it for tomorrow.
Yes. There's a reason to come in.
Exactly. The boys I know, though, they're excited. I guess you guys talked about this on Friday while I was out. I was in Minneapolis. That
it was a pitch from Danny Ruhier. Danny came in here and had a pitch during a commercial break, and it was so convincing.
Why does Danny care? Why is Danny invested? Because does he Danny, get a percentage of it or something?
He'll get a kickback. Yeah, see, now it makes sense.
But okay. I mean, it's 5%. It's not a lot. He was up front, but he was like, I think you guys
would be
good at it.
I think he just feels like he wants to spread the wealth.
Yeah.
He wants a percentage.
That's not going to change his life.
Market. So he came in and was pitching Cakes and I during a break. And then Jason got intrigued, and then we just brought it up on the air.
Yeah.
Well, I told you about this a couple months ago. Yes. I personally think the juice is not worth the squeeze. There's no, and I God bless anyone that wants to do it. I guess the guys are up now and running, the producers.
We don't get a drum roll.
Have you already?
Yeah.
All right,
you get one.
Have you done one yet?
No, we just went live.
What is that?
Oh, we're officially live.
So no one has requested yet.
What's it called? Right. Like, where would they find you on Cameo?
Cameo.com/
Under numbers?
The producers?
Junkies producers.
Junkies producers.
Yeah, we got to put Junkies in there.
So if they want some sort of group message or shout out or whatever.
That's the unique part about it.
Is it just you two or is AWOT involved?
All three of us.
All right. And what are you guys charging?
$20.
$20.
I think that's a good price.
So you guys are doing it for like $6.50 each.
Not even that because Cameo takes a cut.
Yeah, it's like $5. It's $5.
You really think this is worth your time?
That price may go up.
If you're going to do it, I think you should charge $100 or $200.
But no one's going to do that.
We'll figure that out.
People will charge.
Someone might.
People would do $100.
Well, look, we're already in with $20, and we're going to nail out probably 50 after the show today.
50?
You think 50
you
people?
You won't do 50 in your lifetime.
Those 50 will take you 10 hours. Because I saw you guys trying to put together your video, the intro video.
Yeah, do you want to hear our intro video?
It looked like a three-ring circus in there.
You want to hear it? Intro.
Yeah. So when you log- before that, what was your strategy on the picture? Because I saw
impossible.
Two smilers and then Drab tried to look hard.
I don't know. We just wanted to get it active because we know all the behind the, because the all the behind the glass fans out there need their Drab, Valdez, and AWOT.
Their content.
Yes.
So $20, they can hire you donks, and you can leave like a voicemail or
we
whatever.
It's a video message, right?
Yeah.
It's a video message. This is the one that we just uploaded that took 20 takes.
What's up? I'm Matt Valdez. Breaking news, the Junkies producers are now on Cameo.
That's right. If you want to waste $20, we're your guys. We'll give birthday shout-outs. We'll join on you. We'll even beat up AWOD. The Cameo's banging tonight!
Oh, my God.
So
you know what, though?
This is why.
I think it might work.
This is why I would never do it. Yeah. I can't do it. I would charge $1,000. I would charge $1,000, and not that I think anybody would ever pay $1,000. But it would. Mm-hmm. I mean, for the humiliation, no way.
That harkened me back to the "It's Just Lunch" spot.
So bad.
We realized quickly that AWOD's got nothing.
Yeah,
please, someone order it today.
Oh, somebody will.
So for $20,
I'm going to predict at least 5 order it today.
I'm going to guess
20,
north of 10.
All right,
yeah.
I hope you're right.
$20.
Well, you know, when we don't have any guests for tomorrow's show, we're too busy booking cameos all day.
That's right. That's a very good
point.
Do
you realize what a pain in the butt it's going to be? You have to actually do them.
Well, they have to do them together.
Yeah, all three of us. So we'll crank them out like after the show and stuff like that.
Yeah, but you guys have to do like actually do them.
Yeah, but those are going to be more relaxed, kind of off the cuff. We'll debate topics or whatever you want. This one.
What is the cutoff?
They give them a script. Like Danny showed us. Like,
it can be however long you want.
He had a script. Yeah. Like the person requested Danny to
they
say
give you like bullet points
things.
Of what to talk about.
Sure. Yeah. I think if you can make significant money, it's worth it. But just to make a couple $100,
I don't think it's worth it. Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do.
I'm conflicted.
Well, the price is subject to change.
That's true.
We don't know the market.
I know the market. It's slim. It's not a big market.
I can picture the specific market.
Yeah.
Just based on listeners I've met.
All right,
over
so
the
after
years.
You do one for Peter from Burke,
right.
And you do one from Keith from Laurel,
well, this is going to be the new
bit. Who's really going to order it?
Is that instead of listeners and P1s calling in and saying, "Why don't you guys talk Mystics?" You just request a cameo,
that's
and
then we'll never talk happened.
Oh, man. You're out. You're out of Cameo.
Yeah,
you'll get one person who wants to pay $20 to hear you say 9 seconds about the Mystics. Is that really how your brain works?
I'm just saying the off topics that won't get brought up on the Junkies.
So you think people are going to pay you to hear you talk about something that we don't get to on the show?
Yes.
Wow.
He's delusional. Wow.
Dude, it's a novelty.
You're
going
to get a couple people that want to wish happy birthday to their husband.
Exactly.
Three times.
That's what it is. By the way, Cakes, have you, brought in the hat for
You're
Jason
forgetting about bar mitzvahs?
No,
I'll bring that in tomorrow.
I
have it ready to go. I've got the Sharpie, I've got the hat, I've got the envelope, I've got it all taken care of.
I think EB nailed the mark. It's going to be, a lot of wives who go, oh, this would be a cool birthday gift from my husband. He loves listening to the Junkies.
We're just trying to capitalize off your guy's name.
Which I think is great. Good. I encourage it, and I would like to maybe air every single one you ever do.
We might.
Yeah.
Slow sports day. Summer's coming up.
Does the money get directly deposited into your Venmo? Or
I'm unsure. But I have a guy from Cameo that I can ask directly.
I mean, Danny said it goes right into his bank account.
Oh, that's right.
So it couldn't be easier. Yeah,
I've just never seen people just so desperate for a few extra dollars.
They are
just
desperate.
Just a few extra dollars. I'm including the four people in.
Sure, I'd like a few extra dollars. Right here, and if you extra dollars.
I just feel like at some point it's embarrassing.
And if you want to give us those extra dollars, go to Cameo.com/JunkiesProducers.
There you go.
Right.
20 bucks.
I'm butt-sized to cash in my $10 for real dollars to win. I won, $43.
JP will be next. Don't let him fool you.
Oh, no, I know JP will be up. Well, JP will be up and running by probably 10:30 today.
He'll see we got 20 in a day.
I don't think he will, actually.
And then he'll be next.
I don't think he's going to do it.
You're going to be like the XFL ratings. You're going to be up big the first week and then dead zone.
You're going to get 15 orders the first week and two the second.
You don't have a national platform, you're going to tap the local audience by – Thursday, I think.
I don't. Maybe it has staying power. Well, I don't know.
If we pump out good content-driven cameos,
yeah, but nobody else is going to see that.
Who's going to know?
Well, we're going to play. Yeah, you're going to Joan and want to play them on air.
Yeah, and I'll retweet it. I'll hook you.
Okay. Yeah. I don't want to be a party pooper.
We don't want you guys on it because then you'll take our buys.
Yeah. I don't want to be a party.
Yeah, you don't want us on Cameo.
I truly, with all my heart, encourage people to order this.
I'll take ratings bonuses. That's what I'll take.
Exactly. But this might help contribute to ratings bonuses. All right. It's so bad, it's good.
Okay.
Yeah. So how do they do it again if they want to get?
Junkies Producers on Cameo. Just search it or cameo.com/JunkiesProducers.
Man.
All right, what's your prediction for orders in the first day?
Cameo's banging tonight!
A dozen at least.
Under. Right.
I'm going to take the under, but more than five.
Okay.
I don't know.
I think right around seven.
I'll put Chick-fil-A for lunch.
I think on day nine, we're looking at, I would set the number at 1.5.
Yeah, if we don't
day
know.
Nine, zero. Zero. Day nine, zero. Like a random right. day nine. No talk about it. Zero.
So far, right. zero.
Huh? Right
so far, zero.
Yeah, right. Right.
Hey, it's brand look, new.
Look, I know,
give
but
it
this
to
is
John. They, you're willing to put yourself push. Out there and be humbled.
This is the biggest push that they're ever going to get.
Yeah, there's never going to be a bigger push than this.
Push.
Yeah.
Now we need prime time.
Yeah,
we need another mention tomorrow.
We need like a 7 a.m. push.
Yeah, 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock tomorrow. Another mention.
God, it's so embarrassing.
I wonder what we're getting in the outline for 8 a.m.
I know. I know what's going to be in that slot.
There's no topic we won't touch.
Oh, my God. Yeah. No one cares. Not the topics.
You can tell Adam's our weak link.
Yeah, he is. Doesn't understand the concept of it
well,
at
good
all.
Good luck, boys. Good luck.
Yeah. Good luck, buddy.
All right.
Get those Cameo bucks.
Here. For Bish, Cake, CB, I'm JP. We will see you tomorrow. Grant, Danny, they're coming up next right here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.